welcome to the Nutramedical Report. And so I want to welcome to the show, Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Bill.
Reverend Ted, you've done an amazing job with your video blogs on your website, truthtellers.org. We're going to be joined in just a minute with Dave Prince in Birmingham, England, which co-broadcasts across the UK, Western Europe, and North Africa. People need to know the hate crimes issue is one that's been spread by the ADL worldwide. A good example is the destruction of liberty of speech in Canada. Many of the things that we talk about, which are having no intent whatsoever to be, quote, hate speech or incite any violence, that I speak about daily on here, on the Nutramedical Report, would get me in prison for decades for simply expressing the truth or raising good questions about issues. It's a very dangerous time we live in when the very large majority of the so-called Democrats and rogue Republicans are supporting bills like H.R. 1913 and now the Senate bill, which is now in committee, S-909, and the trial balloon of information being put out for the cyberbullying bill with celebrities such as Miley Cyrus or her name for Disney, Hannah Montana, coming out saying, yes, if you bully someone on the Internet and you call them fat, you should go to jail for 2 years. This is a very scary time to be living, to believe that the dystopic future of 1984 and other such predictive programming novels of the early 20th century are now being meted out as something to, quote, save us from ourselves. It's a very scary time to, quote, criminalize the Bible and anyone of faith or anyone who actually asks good questions. Give us the latest on what's going on in your work to try to stop these things, especially S-909 in the Senate.
Yes. Well, we have a pretty good news, really. The Democrats in the Senate Judiciary, as many of our listeners now know, have been in a quandary. They had hoped to pass the federal hate bill S-909 very rapidly through the Senate Judiciary, just as rapidly as it went through the House about 6 weeks ago. They were confident they had the votes on the Senate. They could send it in as a standalone bill, not as a rider on some other must-pass legislation. But they got the surprise of their life about 5 or 6 weeks ago in the House Judiciary Committee markup hearing. Representative King put forth an amendment demanding that if the federal hate bill is passed, then pedophiles, those who molest little boys and girls, should be explicitly excluded from any federal protection over this under this bill. And the Democrats rejected that because they don't want to break up the class of sexual orientation, which is protected under this bill, into good homosexuals versus bad homosexuals, because there's about 547 different variations in sexual deviancies listed by the American Psychological Association. And if they were to give in to the Republicans and to King's amendment, their whole hate bill would begin to unravel. It would be gutted. And so what has happened is that a tremendous amount of controversy has been generated over this bill as a pedophile protecting a piece of federal legislation, and it certainly is. And the Democrats haven't really been able to defend themselves and hold back the public criticism, which has been pouring in, especially to the Senate over the last month. Well, the Gay Blade, the Washington Blade, which is the Washington homosexual newspaper, basically speaking for homosexual lobbying in the nation, it announced on Monday that the Senate leaders are now saying, as a matter of fact, that they will not try to push forward the federal hate bill as a standalone bill. It's not strong. They didn't say this, but the truth of the matter is it's not strong enough to do that. There's been too much opposition. There's too much demands for hearings, demands for amendments and debate in the Senate Judiciary, and the Democrats haven't known how to do that. They've been stalling for about more than 5 weeks now, but finally they've come out and they say they are not going to have hearings. They are not going to put this out into the public arena with C-SPAN cameras watching and the government website providing a window into the legislative process. They are not going to put this up for public discussion. They are going to try to quietly move it through now as a writer, as on attached to some kind of favorable must-pass liberal legislation. Now, this this I say is good news for us because it shows that they are very much intimidated by public criticism, the flack that's coming in, which we and you, Dr. Bill, and other right-wing people have been encouraging throughout the nation. It has taken a real toll on the Democrats. They're not going to try to do this in an open-handed Democratic way. They're going to sneak it through, try to sneak it through under the radar.
Yeah, and then, of course, our radar penetrates their schemes, and they're not going to get away with it. And we're approaching very quickly to the end of this legislative session. As we move toward the fall, it's going to become dangerously close to the midterm elections. It's time to cut off the head of the turkey, as they say in the military, and to neutralize the Democratic majority in the House and Senate because their policies are clearly non-American. They're anti-free speech. They're anti-Second Amendment rights. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-faith of any kind. In fact, this is going to blow back on everyone, including these so-called groups that want to protect themselves. It'll actually cause more problems, which may be part of their agenda to cause further fractioning of the U.S. Population, so one group is fighting another, rather than dealing with the fact that there's been battles in multiple states over the definition of marriage. They want to classify as non-criminal activities which most of the population are revolted at, such as the attack or pedophile attack on children. This bill is a Pedophile Protection Act. In fact, you mentioned on previous shows Alcee Hayes, Democrat in Florida, in his comments and response in the committee meeting. Can you repeat that, please? And we're doing this the other way. Yeah.
Well, actually, about 6 weeks ago, as I mentioned, Representative King delivered this bombshell in the House Judiciary markup hearing in which he demanded that pedophiles be explicitly excluded from protection under this hate bill. And as I mentioned, the Democrats refused to do that because it would break up their hate bill into good homosexuals versus bad homosexuals. And a lot of homosexuals are pedophiles. Ever since the time of the ancient Greeks, the homosexuals, a large number of homosexuals have always been attracted to underage boys. That is pederasty. That is pedophilia. And then be back in...
Keep that thought, and we're going to be continuing in the... Yeah, we'll continue in the UK, and we're joining Dave Prince in just 1 second.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
With Reverend Ted Pike and the hate bills and cyberbullying bills that are being trial ballooned in America. We're back in America now. Reverend Ted, let's go over Alcee Hayes and his statements again, and also the cyberbullying bill that hasn't been put forward yet, but they have been talking about putting out trial balloons, trying to see if they can put out a bill that they can have agencies or an agency oversee the Internet traffic so that they can start prosecuting people for, quote, hate speech on the Internet. This is pretty concerning because it's a very broad definition that they want, and stars such as Miley Cyrus coming out saying that if someone calls someone fat, quote, on the Internet, yes, that they should go to jail, to prison, for 2 years or more for cyberbullying. This is pretty crazy stuff to have celebrities coming forward with statements like this. And to me, it's very destructive. It's no different, as far as I'm concerned, than calling fire in a theater where people get trampled to death and someone dies as a result. So this kind of statement by Miley Cyrus is an obscenity, and she needs to be called on the mat for it. And anyone else who thinks it's okay to take away people's liberty of free speech is, to me, un-American.
Yes. Well, the first issue of the statement by Alcee Hastings is recorded. We have video on that at our website, which is www.truthtellers.org. Right at the top on our homepage, we have a string of videos, and you'll see the picture there of Representative Steve King, who proposed this amendment. And just click onto that video. It's a 9-minute video. We'll show King, we'll show Representative Gohmert protesting loudly, but we'll also have Representative Hastings there in all of his power and glory declaring that the homosexual pedophiles will receive federal protection. Be sure and watch that 9-minute video at truthtellers.org. Bring your friends there and continue to spread the word that this definitely is, upon the authority of a leading member of the House, is a pedophile protecting bill.
Now,
back to the bullying issue.
Yes.
You see, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, has been very, very vexed, very concerned and troubled by the emergence of such widespread free speech on the Internet. The Jewish-controlled media, ABC, CBS, NBC, the Hollywood movie industry, and so on, they have taken for granted for the last half century or so that they dominate the media and they can basically spoon-feed the American people the propaganda they want us to act upon.
You mean
but
the propaganda?
The Internet has leaped over all of those boundaries, the traditional censored Zionist-controlled media, and now people are going in droves more every day to independent sources of news and information, like alternative talk radio, your program, my website, and so on. And the ADL is very concerned, how in the world can they ever get control over the Internet and the ability to censor it? Now, just last night on a Frontline special on PBS, there was an hour documenting the problem of cyberbullying and the young people in America becoming actually addicted to their blogs, MySpace, Facebook, and so on. They're shutting out their parents. They're shutting out their schoolwork. They're almost robotic in being transfixed by linking together and communicating with their friends on the Internet. And part of this is that there is bullying on these Internet websites. There's bullying coming through the emails and so on. And the ADL, ever the opportunist, the ADL is coming in and now saying that we, the ADL, as a respectable civil liberties organization dedicated to free speech and civil rights, we are going to set in now as the counselor and the arbiter, the guide for what is safe speech and what is hate speech on the Internet. And they say that there is a real problem with cyberbullying. ADL now is beginning to encourage legislators on the state level to pass anti-bullying laws. And one of the features of these anti-bullying laws is to make it a hate crime for any teenager, any person, young or old, to send messages across the Internet which are critical of homosexuality, which hold up sodomy to hatred and contempt. And so part of the cyberbullying package which ADL is trying to sell to legislatures is basically making the biblical criticisms of homosexuality into hate speech, into a form of cyberbullying which should be proscribed by law.
Yeah, and what they're basically doing is they're trying to say that anybody who expresses their personal faith or beliefs, who evangelizes, who just even shares. For example, if we have an open society, we should be able to share views and move forward with it because it makes common sense. In other words, it's like Jesus himself said, the truth will set you free. When you expose the beginning from the end and the decisions that result in the destruction of society, such as the destruction caused by abortion, people don't see the beginning from the end, the generation from now, that human beings will not even be licensed to have normal pregnancies. They'll be delivered in a laboratory after people are licensed to give their gametes. They don't understand that the destruction of the fabric of society, the connectedness of children to parents, to families, when the state itself and the laboratory becomes the parent. They don't understand that when you get rid of all liberty, you create the numbers of what we call castes of society, where those that are cybernetically and genetically enhanced and those who are literally dumbed down, poisoned, and are squelched and feared because any of their thoughts even on the Internet can become a source of a, quote, crime by offense rather than by action or intent. So in other words, the usual thing is that you have to intend to hurt someone and you have to carry out an action. But if someone's offended by a statement, and this can also tie in with international standards, so such as the International Court of Justice could literally extradite you to Germany if you make statements about different things that are considered a crime in another country where extradition with the United States would be allowed.
That's right.
Or to Canada.
While we speak, the ADL is working hard on the local level to pass cyberbullying laws. I just got a call from a member of the school board of the state of Alabama. She's an elected official, one of five school board members of making school policy for the state of Alabama. And she said that just last week, no one realized it, but they passed an ADL cyberbullying law in the state of Alabama. And before anyone was aware of it, the governor of Alabama had signed it into law.
Wow.
Now, the ADL is actually creating a model cyberbullying law for all 50 states right now. They're proud of the fact that they've persuaded 45 U.S. states during the 1990s to pass their state hate crimes bill and their model anti-hate law for the states. Now they have a model cyberbullying a law for the states, which they are quietly passing around. And what we're seeing now is that more and more on the state level, especially in states like California, these ADL initiatives are being taken very seriously by local school boards, local districts. In fact, just this last week in Alameda County in California, there is a new curricula which absolutely requires that 6-year-old children take a course in respect for homosexuality.
That's bizarre. And they don't even know what sexuality is, and they're talking about this. They're trying to mold them before they even know what they are as a person. It's ridiculous. We'll be back in a moment in the UK. Don't go away. The UK with Dave Prince and New Style Radio. America with Reverend Ted Pike talking about cyberbullying. We have a lot of Canadian audience. In fact, in the third hour, we're going to have a John Boncour splitting the sky in his latest on his attempt to do a citizen's arrest of George Bush at a convention several months ago, meeting with oil industries in Calgary, Alberta, their latest meetings, of course, with the globalists in Toronto, and now, of course, a new meeting of the world globalists in Montreal going on this week. We need to continue this. They've been doing this cyberbullying in Canada now for several years. In fact, they've prosecuted so many people, threw them in prison for putting information on the Internet, banned them from the Internet, some of them put in prison, that their own commission actually stated that they had to stop this because it was putting too wide a net and selective prosecution. They would literally be putting in thousands of people per month if they prosecuted everybody that posted something that was unacceptable to this extremist ADL group of quote, the hate net, if you want to call it, that stated if you question any of their ideas, even if there's no intent to incite anything, that you are considered a hater. And, of course, they want to widen this to including hating if you don't accept their idea of carbon credits and the carbon tax and the preservation of the planet, the sustainable development and all the other garbage. We in America won't put up with it.
Well, the really important issue right now, eclipsing all other issues, in my opinion, is to make sure that the federal hate bill doesn't pass, because the ADL has, as a kind of a backup, they have established state hate laws. And if everything else fails, they can selectively enforce these hate bills individually around the nation. But it's a very slow, very disorganized and tedious process. What they really want is a federal hate law for America, a massive federal hate crimes bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., with total powers over any law enforcement, any checks and balances which states' rights in law enforcement might raise against them. And so it's extremely important that people start calling again to their members of the U.S. Senate. If I could just give those toll-free numbers.
Absolutely.
You should get calls coming in. Now it's especially important because literally any time now, Senator Kennedy can introduce his amendment, his hate bill amendment. If the Democrats can latch it on to some popular piece of liberal social legislation, and Kennedy could literally this week introduce his hate bill amendment and shoot it forward to a vote in the Senate. The toll-free number to your members of the Senate, you have two members from your state, that is 877 877- 851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your members of the United States Senate, 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, that backup toll number, 202-225-3121. Tell a receptionist, please tell the senator not to vote for the pedophile-protecting hate bill, which is S-909. And if the senator does vote for that, tell them that you and your friends will never forgive or forget. Now, if people want to really do more than that, they can come to truthtellers.org. On our action page, we have the full list of all members, all 100 members of the United States Senate. Spend a couple hours. In fact, it wouldn't even take you probably that long. Quickly call all 100 members of the Senate with this simple message. Please don't vote for the pedophile-protecting hate bill, S-909. If we hear that the senator has voted for the hate bill, we and our friends will never forgive or forget.
Exactly. In other words, forget your chance of coming back in politics in the midterm elections, or we'll start even recalls now, because I believe recalls, and I'm a chapter director of the Jurisdictionary here in Southern California. We're going to be having meetings specifically to talk about recalls, to talk about legislation to stop the GIVE Act, which literally tries to recruit a Hitler youth across America that was already passed, to neutralize the H.R. 1913, which is clearly unconstitutional, and to start to dismantle the so-called empire of darkness that Obama and his administration are doing. And they want to not only catch up, believe me, it's dark in Britain and it's dark in Canada, but if America decides to do something, they always excel at everything and they become the worst of the worst. So
yes,
America will catch up and pass the evil of what's going on in Britain and Canada by leaps and bounds if it gets away with it. We won't be talking about just grabbing you and gently bringing you to a nice, quiet little prison. We'll talk about jackbooted thugs knocking your door down with dogs, flak jackets, and guns, and shooting people if they think there's a cybercrime carrying on. And they will try to create a state of fear to try to stop it. And believe me, in America, that will not result in just a quiet little thing. The churches and the public will rise up legally, number one. And number two, they'll be violent. And I'm not pushing violence, but there will be a violent response if they start throwing people in prison for so-called hate crimes. It's not going to be passive here in America. They will have tempted the tiger, and they're going to get a lot more than they can expect.
Well, the Senate Democrats are now showing they have utter contempt for the will of the people, the input of the people, even the input of Republicans in the Senate who oppose the hate bill. They have made it very clear they will not hold hearings. They will not allow debate. They will not allow public exposure. They're going to try to run it through under the radar as an amendment tagged on to the underbelly of some kind of pork legislation, and people are going to have to let them know right now that they're not going to do anything in the darkness. They're not going to do anything on the sly. We are very aware of what they're up to. We are going to watch them very closely. We're going to continue to bombard them with protest. And several years ago, the amendment, Kennedy's amendment, came through very quickly, and before we even knew it, it was on the floor of the Senate and was passed by the Senate. And the same thing could happen again if we are not watchful. So immediately, today, as soon as possible, get those calls going in to your members of the Senate. Again, very quickly, I'll just give that toll-free number a little slower. It's 877-851-6437, and the backup toll number is 202-225-3121.
That's excellent. And any questions, Dave? Because obviously you've seen what's going on in Britain. Even wearing a cross or even having a show of any other religious group is a crime in Britain. And expressing your viewpoints now is literally ripping the guts out of the British society. And when a society loses its grounds in terms of its relationship with its creator, which gives us our self-dignity, which you destroy the dignity of the people can be crushed and destroyed. And now with the combination of the crushing of the economy of the whole world, with a ceiling of trillions of dollars, which are now probably amounting to over $26 trillion worldwide by these banksters, with the transfer of wealth, with the creation of a new cybernetic police force, if you want to call it, that can extradite people to other countries. And we have this now with people who have made statements and books and so on and have been in Britain, and were extradited when Britain doesn't have the kind of hate crime laws in Germany, extradited journalists and authors to Germany for prosecution and imprisonment. And this is what they want to do here in America. They want to have a situation where if we have harmonization with Canada, their hate crime laws will be harmonized with America. And if you make statements against their groups, and believe me, Canada is a eugenics society. They're killing people literally every night on the night shifts. They are euthanizing children with Down syndrome and any birth defects. They harass people. They decide and cut off health care based on scoring systems that, to me, is clearly right out of Leo Alexander's Journal of the American Medical Association after the review of the Nazi war crimes tribunals over the doctors that worked for Dr. Mengele. This is very real. It's very evil.
It certainly is. And also, last time we spoke, we had a conversation with Ted. We were talking about how they've targeted the island of Jamaica. And Canada, you know, the gay brigade over there targeted Jamaica to make sure tourism falls flat on its face, simply because the place of Jamaica is number one homophobic country in the world.
We'll be back in just a moment with more discussion in Britain. Stay with us as Dave Prince, New Style Radio. Reverend Ted Pike will continue with this dialogue.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Brady, if we can cut the sound just a bit there. Please continue that, because they're looking at a Matthew Shepard repeat, and we're not inciting anyone to hate violence. What we want to do is we want to protect the definition of the family. We want to have our children not taught sexual perversion. We want none of these things to destroy the fabric of the family. And the fabric of the family is the basis of the nation state. They know that if you have a strong family, if you have strong ethics of any religious group, not specifically even just Christian, then what happens is you have a strong nation. And, of course, the nation state is on the chopping block by the globalists. So the ADL is one of the mechanisms, not because they are trying to stop hate. It's because they want to create a state of fear so that the nation states will be destroyed. The family will be destroyed, and the, if you want to call it, the parent will be the globalist, and the children will literally be the property of the state. Eventually, children born literally in laboratories rather than their mother's womb in a proper family where there's a family connectedness, a genetic connectedness, and we'll not have a dystopic future like the Brave New World or 1984. That's where we're going. And if we do not shore this up in America and then get it back to rationality in Britain and Canada and elsewhere, the nations will be destroyed. They'll suffer judgments financially and otherwise. They'll have social chaos, and eventually groups will rise up, and there will be violence. In other words, if we don't solve this on a legal front, the backlash will be extreme neo-Nazi groups that will rise up like a Reich, and we will have extreme violence. We don't want that. We want the opposite.
But, you know, it's very, very important right now that people expose the ADL. As I mentioned earlier, the Christian conservative organizations are terrified of ADL. They won't even admit their existence or say a word against them. And all of the nation, as well as Christian conservatives, are in total darkness about where this tremendous onslaught of their freedoms is coming. From the legislative halls of Congress down to the local school district, we are under relentless attack by what Rabbi Lapin said was organized world Jewry, secular ADL Judaism. And we've got to realize that in order to fight this tremendous onslaught in freedom, it's going to take more than just protesting to Congress, as effective as that may be. We're going to have to take the opportunity to now let everybody know who is behind these hate bills, this Orwellian legislation that is flooding through Congress, and these initiatives to promote homosexuality in the school system. And I believe that if everybody knows that this Jewish organization is working to corrupt America and American values, it will be a very strong impediment, a resistance to keep ADL being able to move forward as aggressively as they would like to.
Exactly. And I think, in fact, what they're trying to do is another form of what I call a crime. I call it a social manipulation crime, just like we have a need to have a new crime for a form of science fraud that people like Al Gore and the so-called pseudoscientists that push the carbon tax, which in effect is a new way to transfer it into a financial system. I call it the carbon death or debt unit, the CDU, that will then be tied directly to the idea that it is a hate crime to make true statements that humans are not the anthropomorphic cause of global warming or cooling or whatever climate change is occurring, because they want to tie it to the idea that hate is anything where you're blasphemous of the now society as an international cult under a globalist, satanic bunch of overlords that are sexual perverts.
That's right. You know, back in the Stalinist era, a person could go to the gulags for dozens of years if he criticized, quote-unquote, Soviet reality. And
right.
Now what we have is a Zionist reality, which is being pushed down our throats. And as you're saying here, literally everything that is said that is politically incorrect could someday be considered a hate crime, a federal crime, and indictable.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. And in Canada, there's actual cases where even comedians in Vancouver that were in a comedy theater making statements about different sexual groups in a context where they themselves were sexual deviants themselves, and they actually were in prison for making the statements.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is how bizarre it gets. It gets to the point where it gets ridiculous, and they can literally selectively prosecute or imprison anyone for anything. It's like the statements by Vladimir Lenin repeated by Margaret Sanger, the ultimate witch of abortion across America, which recently the chief witch or Secretary of State, Hillary Rotten Clinton, received the award, the Sanger Award, and her statement was, "Show me the man and I will show you the crime." In other words, you can selectively prosecute someone, and if you can, twist their intentions by stating the truth or their viewpoint of the truth or even asking good questions. It's considered a hate crime if someone's offended, like the foolishness statement by Miley Cyrus that if you offend someone that they're, quote, too fat on the Internet, you should go to prison for 2 years.
Right. Well, what's desperately needed now is that we hang on, we preserve the vestiges of our First Amendment constitutional rights that we still have and the states' rights that we still have.
Right.
Because if we lose this precious First Amendment, the First Amendment, the 10th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the Constitution, those will all be washed away if the federal hate bill is passed.
Well, I can tell you right now, this is
a decisive moment in history which people
right.
have got to get their telephones right now, get those
Absolutely.
Calls going off, because as I said earlier, an amendment from Senator Kennedy could now come at any time to very quickly move the hate bill onto the floor of the Senate for a vote. There's not going to be any hearings, no discussion, no debate. They're going to try to move it through as an amendment, but we've got to act fast. We've got to be proactive and beat them to the draw.
Well, they recently did this, and I heard an interview, a partial interview on Alex Jones' show, one of the senior broadcasters here on the Genesis Network. And literally, someone who had been on one of his forums had made a statement they were going to kill some judge, and that, of course, is unacceptable. But when people make statements, against even questioning things, those statements could be literally, let's say you make a statement about the truth, that homosexuality is unbiblical.
Yes.
That could be used by the courts to literally imprison a radio host that's just simply making a statement of fact or quoting scriptures and put them in prison so it can completely get rid of and gut any alternative radio broadcasting.
Absolutely.
Also,
that is the foundation of the present hate bill. Title 18, Section 2A of the hate bill says that if anyone, any broadcaster, any pastor, any public person, even a preacher on the street corner, says that homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of God, and in quote scripture, and some unstable person acts according to what he hears on the radio, commits a violent hate crime, then that will boomerang back to that speaker on talk radio or from the pulpit. He will be tried as a principal in federal court right along with the active offender. So this hate bill is ready for action, ready to go after Christians, conservatives, and anyone who wants to speak their the whole truth as they see it in a politically incorrect way.
Right.
So there's no time to lose. Get those calls going in. Again, the toll-free number to your member of the Senate is 877-851-6437. The toll number is 202-225-3121. Just tell them, please don't vote for the pedophile protecting hate bill S-909. And if the senator does vote for that, we and our friends will never forgive or forget.
Absolutely. Dave, your comments, because if we don't move forward by our actions now to silence and stop this hate bill, there will be violence. Because they're going to tell you in America, if they start imprisoning people for these hate bills, the judges better have bulletproof pulpmobiles. And the people that start doing this are going to find that society will rip apart. It's not going to be a pleasant situation, and I don't want to see that. We need a constitutional republic here, which is not happening in Britain, and I'm sure violence is increasing because they've disarmed the public, they've silenced the public, and the rage among young people and others that have viewpoints that are being suppressed is going to bubble up into an explosion, and you contain any kind of rage, and eventually you're going to have the rise of real issues in society. The fabric of society will be ripped apart if we don't deal with this.
Certainly. I just want your take on this one. It's an event that's happening in the UK starting this September on the school curriculum. Within the school curriculum, children now are going to be studying UFOs. And I know that we, the eugenicists, are planning something in the last days. And trans eugenics, etc. Give us your take on that, Doctor.
Well, I think the best way to describe UFOs is, as it says in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, clay and iron. We're dealing with transdimensional entities, otherwise known as demons. And we're going to have Steve Quayle and others on the program here in the near future, hopefully broadcasting on a Wednesday show so we can address that. Perhaps we can get Lynn Marzulli on, who's an expert on the Nephilim, the fallen ones, because we are living, literally, as it says in the Bible, in the times of the end, when we see them tell us that good is evil and evil is good and silencing the people of God, we know that it is the time of Jacob's trouble coming upon the whole world. Thank you, Reverend Ted Pike, for the call to action. Thank you, Dave Prince. We'll be back next Wednesday on New Style Radio.